You're listening to the Hog Sports Network Daily Podcast. Now, here's your host, Matt Jones.
Hey, welcome into our podcast. We got a lot on tap today. We're going to talk about Arkansas and Kansas, the big basketball exhibition over at Bud Walton Arena tonight. Of course, Razorback football this weekend at Mississippi State. Saturday kickoff at 11:45 a.m. We'll do our weekend predictions at the end of the show. We got something kind of fun lined up for that. But we're going to kick off the show with Anthony Christensen. He's on the phone. Usually he's in studio with us, but he's on the phone this morning. He's been out at Springdale High School because they just had a pep rally that Kansas coach Bill Self and Arkansas coach John Calipari attended. Some of the players were there as well. Anthony, this basketball exhibition game is just kind of it's taken over the town. It's amazing to see how much excitement there is for a basketball game that doesn't even count.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess that's just kind of what happens when you bring in the number one ranked team in the country playing against another, another top 20, number 16 team in the country as well in the preseason polls. But no, it's a lot of fun. I mean, obviously it's an exhibition. Don't want to take the results too seriously, but no, it's fun to see people getting excited for hoops because I mean that's where I make my my bread and butter. Yeah, it's fun to see people getting out and being, like I said, excited about basketball.
Were they camping out last year when Evansville played Wabash in a preseason exhibition? You covered that one, I think.
No, they were not. No, they were not.
I think we've got some video here that Blake's going to show us in just a minute. But, I mean, they're camping out over at Bud Walton Arena, and they have been for the last, I don't know, Anthony, how many days are we going that they've had players out there or students have been out there camping out for this thing?
It's been a couple at least. I'm not sure exactly how many, but it's definitely been a couple of days. There was no camping out at Ford Center for Evansville versus Wabash College, though. We have to respect Wabash College. That was a D3 Final Four participant the year before. So we respect the little giants of Wabash College, as they're called.
So over at Springdale this morning, Calipari and Self, what did they have to say about this game?
Really nothing. Okay. Bill Self and they both were – they basically said they're just excited to play the game. But a lot of it was it was a mental health pep rally just kind of surrounding, mental health, breaking stigmas around that, and stuff along those lines. So they really kept it focused on that, and didn't really divert focus towards the game tonight or anything like that. They really wanted to keep the focus on mental health, being sure that the students at the high school knew where to go if they were ever struggling with anything like that, and stuff along those lines. So nothing really about the game, but you could tell people were excited about the game, if that makes any sense.
As you're talking, we're showing some video here from Hogs Plus outside the arena over the last couple of days. The basketball team went out last night, handed out pizzas. I think every tent that was out there got a pizza. This is just kind of a – it's weird to see this, Anthony, during basketball season – or during football season that a basketball game has really taken center stage, especially when the Razorbacks are playing an SEC game.
Yeah, and an exhibition basketball game, especially.
Yes, great point.
I mean, I guess that's just kind of, the Cal University brand, if you want to put it like that. Mm-hmm. And obviously the Kansas brand as well, which maybe pains me to say as a University of Missouri graduate, but that's just kind of how it goes. Obviously Cal being who he is, the personality he is, having the name he has, obviously that's going to bring a lot of attention. And obviously Kansas is one of, if not the biggest brand in men's college basketball. So that'll, get the juices flowing and kind of makes me wish I had a pizza as well, if I'm being fully honest with you. But, yeah.
ESPN bringing a top production group in for this. Jimmy Dykes is going to be on the call. Seth Greenberg is going to be on the call. It's going to be an 8 o'clock tip-off on SEC Network. Now, what we do know is that both teams are going to be shorthanded for this. Arkansas, we don't know exactly who's not going to be playing. We've got an idea based on who was not available or at least wasn't going through drills or contact drills during the work that they had down in Hot Springs and Pine Bluff a week or two ago. For Kansas, they may not have Hunter Dickinson tonight, dealing with a foot injury. Rylan Griffin is a wing who transferred in from Alabama. He's dealing with a hip injury that I think he's doubtful for tonight. Shaquille Moore, not expected to play, a guard transfer from Mississippi State. It throws, if you don't have Nelly Davis, which I think he's one of the ones that's potentially not going to be out there for Arkansas, and you don't have Hunter Dickinson, it does throw a little bit of cold water on this matchup because those are a couple of potential All-Americans.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it does kind of maybe give you a little bit of insight, if those guys end up not playing, just to see, what they have behind them. You're going to see, Boogie Flan play at the one and maybe DJ Wagner play the two if John L. Davis can't go, or if Hunter Dickinson can't go. Where does Kansas turn to, if he can't go? If they were to lose him at some point in the season, who do they put in the post? So maybe it'll be, maybe enlightening, I guess is the right word, in those terms. But it'd be interesting to see. Obviously, Kansas has a lot of newcomers, so they also have a lot of returners, which is why, they're the number one team in the country when you bring back DeJuan Harris and, Hunter Dickinson and KJ Adams and guys like that. Obviously, you're going to be, number one or up there with the best in the preseason, at least. And then, with Arkansas, I mean, as much as we maybe think we know what they've got, apologies, I'm outside. aside from, the three main transfers from Kentucky, these guys haven't played together. So maybe we're going to see a little bit more of, some of those depth players who, maybe they can break into that rotation. Maybe we're going to learn a little bit more about what these freshmen can bring. What can Boogie Fland, do against, a really good in your face defender like DeJuan Harris? Or, what can Carter Knox do against KJ Adams and stuff along those lines. So I think that'll be an interesting way to look at this game with, some potential big names out.
You talked to Kenny Payne yesterday, or Kenny Payne, he spoke to the media yesterday about this, the Arkansas associate head coach. What did he say that they're looking for?
Basically just looking to see where they are, which has kind of been their kind of theme with not just their exhibition schedule, but with the non-conference schedule in general. It'll be interesting to see just basically what I just said, where they are from a depth perspective and where they are against, one of, if not the best team in the country. So that was kind of what he said they were looking for in this one. And then obviously with it being, playing in four quarters as opposed to two halves, they're going to be able to run some more situational stuff, which could obviously help in those regards as well. So nothing too explicit in terms of what he's looking for, but that's kind of what we got out of him.
You can read all of Anthony's basketball work at our website, wholehogsports.com. Lots of content there right now, previewing the game tonight against Kansas. Anthony's also our soccer reporter, and I'll just say it. Arkansas got hosed last night in a game against Texas A&M over at Razorback Field. They played to a scoreless draw. But, Anthony, we're just going to play the SEC Network clip here in just a second. And what I'm going to do is, if you're watching the podcast, the video version, you'll see the play. If not, you'll hear the audio from Brett Dolan and Kelly Rolliard on the SEC Network broadcast, as they just described to you how Arkansas has a goal disallowed. Basically, to set this up, tell me if I'm wrong, Anthony, this is off a corner kick for Arkansas. The Razorbacks, they head a goal in, but they call a foul on one of the Razorbacks, I guess, for making contact with the Texas A&M goalkeeper. Am I wrong?
That is from my vantage point and what I know, that is what happened, yes.
Okay, all right. Blake, roll the tape.
Looks to me like Fuller ran and just straight up missed. Yeah, I don't see a foul.
Delaney got her head on it. If anything, Fuller's kind of leaning back and beyond Delaney's.
Yeah, there is no foul in there.
All right, so you hear like Kelly Rolliard. We've had her on our podcast before, former Razorback goalkeeper. She knows what she's talking about. She's played the game. And I would think that if anything, Anthony, she would probably be sympathetic to what the goalkeeper is going through right there. And, if the goalkeeper is contacted, I think she would call it the way that she sees it. It seems like Arkansas got cheated out of a win last night against Texas A&M. Mississippi State's still undefeated. They're first in the conference. But if Mississippi State were to slip up in one of these final two games, this is a decision that could cost Arkansas an SEC crown.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I try to be a little lenient on referees. I know I was hard on them in my playing days when I played soccer. But, I mean, I've watched that clip back just more times than I can count, and just trying to find, you know, where the foul was, or just looking at, you know, maybe he saw something I didn't, or something along those lines. And I just, no matter how many times I've watched that clip back, I just couldn't see a foul there. And it looked like he had a pretty good position, a good view of the area. And I just, I could not see anywhere where I would have even considered, you know, asking for a foul if I were, you know, playing for Texas A&M. And I think one of the things that I noticed was after the goal went in, there was no complaints from any of the A&M players for a foul, which is always kind of, you know, what you look for when something like that happens. So obviously a tough break. I do want to shout out Sydney Fuller, though, the Texas A&M goalkeeper. She had an outstanding game. I think she made 10 saves. She commanded her box very well. You know, she was very good, except for right there, as she didn't obviously get to that corner. But I guess fortunately for her and A&M, they got bailed out.
You know, we talk about the SEC race and how it potentially affects that. There's also NCAA tournament coming up. I mean, this may be the difference between being on the two line and being on the three line, and that might, you know, it might affect where you play at some point in time. Just a really unfortunate I think situation there, I think, for Arkansas. And I know that we're planning on talking to the SEC office, see if they can give us a little bit more explanation on what happened there from an officiating standpoint. You talked to Colby Hill afterward, and he was pretty succinct with his thoughts, right?
Yes. No, he rightfully so, not happy. He was happy with the way Arkansas played. He said he felt that you know, they played well enough to win the game. He you know, he's a very process-oriented coach, and he felt that, you know, they played a good game. They, you know, went through what they, you know, would typically do, and typically they win those games. You know, I talked to Ava Tankersley after the game as well. She said that they just needed to be a little bit more clinical in front of goal, which is fair as well. But I mean, as a reporter, you have to ask the question about those big moments in a game. And I asked him about the overturned goal and if he got an explanation. And he just said, and I think this is a direct quote. The referee said he was 1,000% sure. Mm. And it's on Twitter if anybody wants to go look.
there you go.
No, it from my vantage point, and maybe I'm just overlooking something, it was pretty clear to me that there wasn't a foul on that play.
I doubt the clock struck midnight before a complaint had been lobbed or thrown toward the SEC office.
I would also be pretty surprised.
Arkansas soccer plays its regular season finale on Sunday at Ole Miss. The Razorbacks, of course, ranked number 5. Great season they're having this year. Just unfortunate outcome last night in Fayetteville. Anthony will be at Bud Walton Arena tonight. Hope you'll read his coverage at WholeHogSports.com. Anthony, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right, when we come back, Ethan Westerman will join me in studio, but first a word from our sponsors.
Want to enjoy your life again? Burning, numbness, and general pain in your feet and legs might be keeping you from your daily activities. Neuropathy treatment can be effective to restoring your life. Come see what we can do at Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute in Uptown Rogers. We can treat your neuropathy pain and get you back in the game of life. Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute is located at 5102 West Pauline Whitaker Parkway in Uptown Rogers.
At Kendall King, we're proud of over 4 decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kendall King, we are Soapbox, we are ShopCart, we are design.
Thank you. Hey, welcome back. I want to tell you about our friends at Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute. They are your source for holistic wellness and your healthy lifestyle changes. They're located in Uptown Rogers, and the staff at Enhanced Healthcare will target your specific health plan for wellness, from neuropathy treatment, primary care, weight loss, and so much more. You can count on the experts at Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute in Rogers. Believe it or not, there is a football game this weekend. So much hype around Fayetteville right now over Razorback basketball. Arkansas and Mississippi State tomorrow, 11:45 a.m. kickoff at Davis-Wade Stadium in Starkville. Razorbacks 4-3 coming off the loss to LSU. Mississippi State 1-6. Bulldogs haven't won a conference game yet. They've lost six in a row since beating Eastern Kentucky in the season opener. I'm tired of talking about Arkansas, Mississippi State, to be honest with you, because, you know, really what this just feels like a trap game. And I feel like that's what we've been repeating ourselves all week, saying this is a trap game for Arkansas. You're going into a place where you got a team, yeah, they've lost six in a row, but they're starting to play a little bit more confident. We saw what they did against Georgia. We saw what they did against Texas A&M last week. You know, and we're seeing Mississippi State, it's kind of a trendy upset pick right now. Brandon Marcello, our friend, from 24/7 Sports, he picked Mississippi State to win this thing outright in Starkville. Arkansas, they don't got JaQuindon Jackson for this game. I mean, it feels like, I don't know that it feels like the deck is stacked against Arkansas, because I don't necessarily think that, but it does feel like there are a lot of minds that they have to kind of navigate this weekend.
Yeah, it feels like the same situation we had last week, where I think Arkansas, everybody was saying it's a trap game for LSU with how their schedule was, and kind of a lot of people picked Arkansas to win that one out. I think whenever you repeat it enough that this is a trap game for a team, it's almost like it makes it not one. Like, I think the team understands like that they got to show up for this game. Like, nobody on that team, I think, is looking at Mississippi State saying 1-6. This is a pushover. I mean, if they are, then that's troubling. But I do think that this does fall in a place in the schedule for the Razorbacks where it might not even be a trap game anymore. It's just you're playing a team that's gaining confidence. And I wouldn't be surprised if Mississippi State pulls the upset. I really wouldn't. I know we're going to pick games later. I just wouldn't be surprised if they do. But it does seem like a lot of things are kind of playing that way to where it could be trouble for the Razorbacks.
I wonder how well Arkansas is going to run the ball in this game, because we don't know what Taitlin's going to be like, with the knee. I don't know that I would call him hesitant last week against LSU, but he just didn't run last week against LSU, not very much. They're not going to have JaQuindon Jackson, or at least he's doubtful for the game. The talk all week has been that Braylon Russell is going to, quote, have to saddle up to play against Mississippi State, and the expectation is that he's going to get the bulk of the carries regardless of whether or not Rodney Hill's available or JaQuindon Jackson is available. Teams have been able to run on Mississippi State this year, but it's really been teams with elite running back play, whether it be Jaden Ball at Florida or Trevor Etienne at Georgia or last week Le'Veon Moss from A&M. Unless Braylon Russell has some sort of coming out game on Saturday, Arkansas, and if Jackson's either slowed or not able to play at all, the point being that it just doesn't feel like Arkansas has the quality of running back that the other teams that have been able to run on A&M has had.
Yeah, maybe. I agree with that they've played a lot of teams that have had elite running backs, but I think that here's the thing. Mississippi State, they're improving in their run defense game by game. It's still not great, but like last week, they held Texas A&M to 136 rushing yards, which was the fewest that they'd given up to a team since the season opener against Eastern Kentucky. And that's, as we know, a good running game for A&M with Moss. But the outliers are just, you give up 346 yards on the ground to Arizona State. That's a crazy high number. Give up 266 to Florida. Give up 200 to Texas. Point being, they are liable to give up some yardage on the ground. It wouldn't surprise me if they held Arkansas to comparable to, what they held Texas A&M, or they held Georgia to 146. It's been going down how many rushing yards they're giving up. But sometimes your rushing yards you give up, they go down because you're giving up more passing yards.
I think what A&M did against Mississippi State is that they had a lot of success through the air early. And then I think they had success on the ground late. I think that, what they did was they just kind of turned it around and gave it to Le'Veon Moss quite a bit late in that game to shorten the game and run some clock, and they were able to convert some third downs.
Yeah,
a lot of third downs. I mean, this was a terrible third down day for Mississippi State defensively. Weren't they like it was a lot of third down conversions. I know that, like over 60%.
Yeah, it was 9 of 14 off the top of my head is what I think it was.
That's the number that sounds right to
me. There's,
and a lot of them were like third and long conversions.
Yeah, this is important. I think Arkansas enters this game 9th nationally in third down conversion, 52%.
And that number has taken a hit the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, like it was really high. Mississippi State's number 130 in third down defense. Opponents are converting 49.5%. I mean, in an SEC play, SEC teams are converting 58% of their third down tries. That's an astronomically high number for the Bulldogs. So I think that
it's just so demoralizing when you get into that third down situation. Another team, you know, just keeps converting. Not just that they convert, but they keep. LSU did this to Arkansas last week. I mean, they converted third downs at a really high rate. And, you know, Arkansas would get them into some situations, maybe even like a 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8 type deal. And Nussmeier would hit them for, you know, if they needed 8, they got 9. If they needed 9, they'd get 11. They were really good on third down. And it felt like over time during the game, it just kind of took its toll on the Razorbacks defensively. And I feel like probably that's happened in Mississippi State quite a bit this year.
Yeah, and I think that last week the case with LSU, too, is Arkansas was not playing. This is what Jeff Lebby has called normal down offense, just like, or normal down defense, the first and second down plays. Mm-hmm. Arkansas was playing not good normal down defense. LSU was just getting chunk yardage, I feel like, on every first down. They were having second and two, that type of situation. Lebby said that he thinks his team is playing good normal down defense. They're just struggling to get off the field on those third downs. It's always a key part of the game. It's so funny. Like, we go back each week and we're talking about the keys to the game of, like, what Arkansas needs to do to win. It always comes down to, are you converting third downs? Are you running the ball?
Run the ball, stop the run. It sounds so boring, but that is such a huge
Don't turn the ball over,
game.
Yeah. That's why this week is a little bit of, you know, that trap field, because Mississippi State is causing turnovers and Arkansas is turnover prone. I will say it is probably alarming for Mississippi State that they're causing turnovers like they are and they're still giving up the point totals that they are. I mean, it just makes you wonder if a team doesn't turn it over against them.
Will they ever not score?
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, it comes down to all these things. And I just feel like for Arkansas this week, it's show up and don't overlook a team.
We want to stay on top of all Razorback sports with a digital subscription to the Hogs Illustrated app. Get the most complete Razorback coverage in one location. Subscription will give you 20-plus issues to our Hogs Illustrated magazine, plus complete access to all of our content at wholehogsports.com. Monthly subscription begins at $17. You can join the team right now at hogsillustrated.com/subscribe, or you can call 479-684-5509. That's 479-684-5509 to subscribe to Hogs Illustrated. To me, the key to this game, like if I'm just boiling this down to one key, it feels like Arkansas needs to be able to match the enthusiasm that Mississippi State's going to have for this game. Because again, everybody's telling them, hey, we think you're going to win. This is your opportunity to get your first SEC win. This is your opportunity to break that long losing streak. This is your opportunity to win in front of your home crowd. I feel like Arkansas, like you said, whenever you say that it's a trap game enough, it's going to have their attention. But it's a whole different thing going into it about being mentally prepared and then actually getting into the game and being able to match the intensity level as a team across from you. And I feel like that's going to be huge, huge key for Arkansas this week.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be your normal one-win team that you see that comes on the field. I think that they're going into this juiced up knowing that, like, hey, they're trying to build something there. That's the thing. It's not like this is a team that's going off the rails. They're just trying to build each week. They're not throwing in the towel. And I think Arkansas is going to walk on that field and meet a team that is really, really hungry. I think it comes down to, is Arkansas going to just be able to kind of take care of business the way that they should? A lot easier said than done, but it is really predicated on the run game, I think. I think if you start handing the ball off early and having some success there, that's how you set a tone.
What do you think is bigger this week, basketball or football? I mean, obviously football is bigger, but it feels like there's maybe more anticipation for basketball. Do you feel that?
Yeah, it might just be the, you know, of course the opponent Arkansas is playing. It's kind of hard to, you know, really doll up a 4-3 team versus a 1-6. It's, I mean, it's the worst game in the SEC this week, right?
Auburn, Kentucky would like a word.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, there you go. They're right there neck and neck, though, in my opinion.
There's a lot of top 25 matchups. It's nothing like those.
Yeah, it's, I mean, if you get the 11:45 a.m. on SEC Network slot, I think it just says kind of, it's not the real big game slot. But, this basketball exhibition, I mean, there's a buzz about it right now. Bob Holt tried to pretend to be a graduate student just to get some free pizza outside Bub Walton last night while they were passing it out. I mean, if Bob is willing to, get out of his house, head down there and do that.
Bob was kicking all of our rear in social media coverage of the tent city that they've got set up over there.
Bob learned how to use Twitter yesterday. Bob learned how to use Twitter. I was shocked. I was like, wow, Bob's posting pictures and videos. And anyway, it was looked like he had a good time down there. But Bob's juiced up. You know, it's a big basketball weekend whenever Bob Holt is staying in Fayetteville to hold down the basketball.
And I don't think that was his original plan. I think he was going to go to Starkville, and he kind of said, this is a big one. This is a big one. I'm going to stay here. Do this.
I didn't know if you were doing a Bob impression at first.
I started, and I was like, nah, I better not. I do a pretty good Bob Holt, I think.
Yeah, but anyways, I always do this to us. I always lead us so astray. All I was trying to say is if Bob Holt is going in trying to pretend to be a student to get some free pizza, that's how you know basketball's a big deal this weekend.
Hey, do we have this golf video pulled up real quick? I want to show you what happened with Razorback Golf the other day. This is coverage from the Golf Channel. This was posted to their Twitter account. They won the Jackson Stevens Cup over in Oklahoma City on this birdie putt on 18. This is incredible. This was
that was a long putt.
Yeah, it was a very long putt that they won.
And the thing about it, wasn't she like...
She was a freshman from Oklahoma.
Yeah, and I think that for the whole, the whole meet or whatever, like she was shooting way, way over par or something.
I think we've got one more video that Blake's going to pull up here in just a second. You'll see the teammates' reaction when Natalie Blonyan, she's the one who made this putt, a freshman from Altus, Oklahoma. Arkansas is ranked number one, and they won the Jackson Stevens Cup, which is one of the, I think it's one of the more prominent college events in the fall. But that was a putt to beat Oregon in match play. That was a couple of days ago over there in Oklahoma City. Here you can see how the teammates reacted. This was a really cool deal. You're seeing a lot more college golf make its way onto the Golf Channel. Like the Blessings Invitational was on there. This is just a really cool deal that I wanted to make sure to.
What a moment for Natalie Blonyan.
I just want to make a note.
Starting five for the Razorbacks.
To say how neat of a deal that was for Arkansas golf, because they don't get a whole lot of attention.
Yeah, I think she was like 18 over for the tournament and then sunk that 30-foot putt. I mean, that's incredible. That's talk about ice in your veins.
Arkansas's got the number one ranked team, and they've got the number one ranked golfer, Maria Jose Marin. Might be worth watching them during the spring. They seem like they've got a pretty good team. All right, when we come back, we're going to do our weekend predictions. We got something kind of different lined up for you, so stick with us. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Want to enjoy your life again? Burning, numbness, and general pain in your feet and legs might be keeping you from your daily activities. Neuropathy treatment can be effective to restoring your life. Come see what we can do at Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute in Uptown Rogers. We can treat your neuropathy pain and get you back in the game of life. Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute is located at 5102 West Pauline Whitaker Parkway in Uptown Rogers.
At Kendall King, we're proud of over 4 decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kendall King, we are Soapbox, we are ShopCart, we are design.
Welcome back. It's the school's out in Fayetteville today, so we've got little Jack Jones here with us today. We're going to have some fun. He wants to give his predictions on the SEC games, and we'll get to that in just a moment. We want to tell you about our friends at Bentonville Glass. They've been serving their community since 1971. Committed, professional, versatile. If you're looking for a quality leader in Northwest Arkansas or looking for skilled craftsmanship, choose Bentonville Glass for all your glass market needs with the highest quality products. You can come by and see them right now at 507 South Main in Bentonville or online at bentonvilleglass.com. Jack, you've been looking forward to this all week, haven't you, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have.
Jack's got some opinions. He's got his picks written out right here. We're going to get to them here in just a minute. Let's just go. Blake, roll the music. We're going to go right into predictions. We'll start. Seems like we pick UNLV every week. We pick their games for two reasons. Number one, they play on Friday night every week. And number two, we just call it Razorback West. They got so many former Razorbacks out there on the team. They've got a big game this weekend. Maybe the Mountain West regular season championship is on the line tonight when these two teams get together. Boise State goes to Las Vegas. Both of these teams have got one loss overall. Both of those were non-conference losses. They are both undefeated in conference play. Boise State's a 3.5-point favorite. Jack, who you got, Boise State or UNLV?
I'm going to go with Boise State because Boise State is a better team. They've got a really good running back.
Yeah, he may win the Heisman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Geneti, he's pretty darn good.
Great point.
Ashton Geneti is really good.
Yeah, you knew his first name. I didn't. Go ahead, Ethan.
I was going to say, that's a great point. They have a great running back. The last time these two teams played, Taylen Green was quarterback for the Broncos in the Mountain West Championship.
MVP of the game.
I think they're going to win it again. I have Boise State.
I'm going to go with UNLV. They're at home. I think UNLV upsets Boise State in this game. You didn't like that pick? No?
That is really weak.
we'll move on. There's a couple of top 25 games outside the SEC this week. One of them is Notre Dame and Navy. Now, Navy is technically the home team, but this is going to be played at MetLife, the home of the Giants and the Jets. Navy undefeated. Could you imagine if we got to the end of the year, if you had a Navy and Army undefeated matchup? How cool would that be? But both of these teams got to play Notre Dame first. Jack, what do you got?
I've got Notre Dame. Even though Navy's undefeated, I don't think Navy has improved against Notre Dame.
You don't think they played a good team yet?
I don't think they've been have as good work as Notre Dame has.
Okay, good resume. What do you got?
I'm gonna go another direction. I'm gonna pick the. I'm gonna pick Navy. I'm gonna do it.
Oh, how about that?
I think Navy. I think Navy's a fun team this year, and I'm just picking them because I want to be that person that picks Navy over Notre Dame.
I would love nothing more than to see a Navy-Army undefeated matchup at the end of the year. And I think, isn't there a chance that they could play in the conference championship game one week, and then they would have to turn around and play each other in the traditional Army-Navy game in Washington this year the next week? That would be really weird, and I don't know that it's really outside the realm of possibility that's going to happen. Because, you know, like we said, Notre Dame's the most difficult game left on either of their schedule, and that's a non-conference game. Notre Dame, they're 13.5-point favorite. I got Notre Dame.
I just feel like Notre Dame can win.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame wins this
week. How fun
too.
Is it that, Army's ranked 23rd, Navy 24th this week? It's just...
Feels like 1945 again.
They're moving on up.
Although I think they might be at the top 10 at that point. Illinois and Oregon, the Illini, they just keep winning. I keep waiting for Bielema's team to just kind of crash. You know, the only loss that they've got is Penn State this year, but they go to Oregon. I think they're pretty well rested. They got a week off, or they got an extra day this week because they played a Friday game. Oregon is obviously a big favorite in this game. Jack, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Oregon because they're rated number one.
Yep, can't go against number one, not at home.
I agree.
Especially.
I agree. I'm going to pick Oregon. I think Illinois is coming off a pretty emotional win beating Michigan. Did you see their uniforms last week?
Oh, they're great. Did you see the black and white video that I sent you?
Yeah, that was
my
cool.
Favorite was like with the, what they did was they put together this video. It was kind of like one of those old-timey newsreel type things you'd say. And they had this Illinois running back. It's like, he looks like he's running with the Prohibition agents on his tail.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. I think you'd be foolish to pick against Oregon in this one.
Oh, I wouldn't pick against Oregon, no.
Yeah.
22-point favorite at home, Ducks. They're going to win. Move to the SEC now. Auburn goes to Kentucky. This is really kind of one of those meh games. I mean, both of these teams, their offenses have been so, so bad this year. It's going to be a night game, though, in Lexington. Jack, who you got, Auburn or Kentucky?
Kentucky. I just don't feel like Auburn is... I think Kentucky is a slight bit bigger.
You think Auburn would win 9 out of 10 times?
I think they're like a slight better.
You think Kentucky's better than Auburn?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hugh Freeze says they would win 90% of the time. Ethan?
Yeah. I'm going to pick Auburn. I did it last week and they found a way to lose. I'm telling you, it was crazy. I was just imagining, if you're an Auburn fan watching that game, how frustrating that had to be. But I'm going to pick Auburn. I don't think Kentucky's playing very well.
This is one of those deals where the ratings, I just come back to the ratings because, again, yeah, maybe they're wrong, but it's hard for me to pick either of these teams because neither of them can score on offense. This feels like one of those games where a defensive score or a special team score or something could make a difference. And both of these teams had non-offensive touchdowns last week. Kentucky had a 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Auburn had a punt return, or they recovered a fumbled punt, and they scored a touchdown on that play. The ratings say Auburn by one. I'm going to go with Auburn. I feel like Auburn is, even though they're losing, it feels like they're maybe trending in a little bit better direction than Kentucky is. Yeah. They're more competitive in their games. Kentucky losing like they did to Florida last week was
Florida
a real
hung
eye-opener.
48 on Kentucky.
Real eye-opener.
Yeah. I mean, and we've been talking about how good the
with
Kentucky,
a freshman quarterback starting, you know, basically his first game.
We've been talking about how good the Kentucky defense was, and then that happens. So
yeah, that's a total flip a coin game. I could see either team winning that by 15. I could see either team losing that by, you know, 15 or 20. I'll go with Auburn because I think Auburn may be trending in a slightly better direction than Kentucky.
Oh, come on.
All right, Oklahoma goes to Ole Miss. Jack has got some very strong feelings about the Sooners. What do you think?
I have to go with Ole Miss.
Why? Tell us about Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is maybe the worst team in college football right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Worst team in college football. I may stop at the SEC, but they're pretty bad. Their offense. Ugh. I mean, we were listening to the game, weren't we, Jack? Last Saturday, we were trying to get home. We went out, and I think we got some lunch or something, and we were coming back, and you know, we were looking forward to watching this OU South Carolina game, and it was 21-0 before we could make it to the front door.
Yeah. I'm not as harsh on Oklahoma as Jack is. I'm not going to say they're the worst in the nation, but they are trending near the bottom of the SEC now. I think they're going to get beat really bad at Ole Miss.
I do too. Ole Miss, that defense has had 2 weeks to prepare for that offense. I think Ole Miss wins this one big. I think they're like a 21-point favorite. Wouldn't surprise me if they cover that quite easily. Missouri goes to Alabama. This is a really interesting game. Both teams still in the top 25, even though I don't know that Missouri ought to be there. It's going to be a 2:30 kickoff on ABC. Alabama, a 17.5-point favorite. Missouri may not have Brady Cook.
I'm going to go with Alabama because Alabama is a better team. I haven't seen Missouri improve that much as Alabama is.
You just think Alabama's just a better team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he put down on his notes, he said Auburn even almost beat Missouri. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jack. I think Alabama's going to win this one. I just don't see Missouri going in there. And the way that they've played this year, they've been that team that finds a way to win. Some of these, you think of Vanderbilt, Auburn, even Boston College, those wins. But they just haven't been impressive to me ever.
Unless they take Brady Cook down to the DCH Regional Medical Center in Tuscaloosa and get him ready for the fourth quarter, I don't see any way Missouri wins this. He may not play. That was such a wild story last week, him going to the hospital. I mean, think about what the trainers did. They spent 2 hours trying to get him prepared basically to play like 2 or 3 series.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be what they needed to come back and beat Auburn. If they don't have him, I don't really think he's that great of a quarterback anyway. But I really don't like Missouri without him. Alabama, for everything you say about Alabama, they've been really good offensively at home. They've been hard to beat at home. I think Alabama wins that game.
The availability report that came out last night, Brady Cook is doubtful.
Okay.
So,
who had this as a top 25 at the beginning of the year? Texas at Vanderbilt.
I'm going to go with Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're a huge favorite, like 18.5 points on the road.
Five and 25, definitely Texas.
Yeah, Texas number 5, Vanderbilt number 25.
Yeah.
Their top 25 rating may be short-lived.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't give Vandy any chance when Alabama was coming to town, and they proved us wrong, but I don't think they're going to do it again. I think that was a little bit of magic in a bottle that I'm not sure we're going to see that ever again.
is this Vanderbilt netting thing, this is a hoax, right? They didn't really put the netting up in front of the Texas visitor section.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought immediately, I was like, oh, no way this is real.
I mean, I guess they could just slide it right over from the baseball stadium. It's right behind those bleachers, the way they've got that whole setup there. I think that's a hoax, but boy, that'd be a great troll job if for some reason it's real. Yeah, I think Texas, I think they bounce back and they beat Vanderbilt. They were embarrassed last week. Vanderbilt, they're good. They've got a really good ball control offense. Their time of possession's really good. But Texas is really good defensively. I think this may be the best defense that Vanderbilt has seen. And for all the success that Vanderbilt's had this year, you don't really ever know what kind of Vanderbilt team you're going to get. They lost to Georgia State. They came loose to, or close to losing to Ball State at home last week, so I got Texas. All right, here's the game we know Jack is really jacked up about. The night game, 6:30 on ABC Saturday night. LSU number 8 at Texas A&M number 14. Jack, who we got?
LSU.
Why?
Because I just don't think, you know, Texas A&M has that much power as LSU does.
Yeah, hey, he saw A&M in person. He saw him with his own eyes down in Arlington. What do you got?
I'm going to pick the Aggies, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, they're favored by a point.
You've never
they
been.
They are not gonna. They're gonna lose. I have this in the bag.
Yeah. Oh, he has this in the bag.
If you come,
you've never been challenged on your picks like this before.
If you come back,
you're never going to school again on Friday, Jack. You're coming back every week.
If you ever come back for these picks and Texas A&M did beat LSU, I'm gonna hold it over your head for a long time. I think that this is a good defense that LSU is going to go up against. And I think it takes a good defense to slow down this LSU team. That beats them, it's going to take a pretty good defense. So.
You know, Ethan, he has your cell phone number because he has my old phone. He's just going to trash talk you all Saturday night. He's going to send you text messages.
Yeah, true. And also, I do want to, while we're on still, I think that the Arkansas stopping the run was an anomaly. Dad. I think Texas A&M could run the ball really well on him.
Okay.
Dad, what's your pick?
Well, we're getting there. The home team.
No. Oh, LSU at Texas A&M.
Yeah, we're getting there. The home team has won 7 in a row in this series. That's interesting to me. I think it gets snapped Saturday night. Seeing both of these teams with my own eyes, you know, we've seen them in person both. I think LSU is a little bit better team than Texas A&M. I think LSU goes in there and wins. And have you seen the uniform matchup for this, by the way? Oh, what a terrible uniform matchup. I'm a traditionalist. I like to tune in and see, you know, the same thing every week. LSU, they're going with those, you know, those white, all white uniforms again because they beat Arkansas in them last week. A&M, I've heard, is wearing all black for this game. So, ugh.
It's gonna be fun.
I don't trust teams that wear all black for the first time.
Hey.
Now we're going with my favorite pick.
Did you have one more? Just 1 second. 1 second.
I was just gonna ask, are we picking Fayetteville?
Are we picking Fayetteville Springdale? Yeah. Jack, you got a thought on Fayetteville and Springdale tonight? The battle of the Bulldogs.
I'm just going to go with Fayetteville. I'm just going to go with them.
You got Fayetteville over Springdale?
Yeah.
Oh, what's Ethan got over here?
Here we go. We're talking about trap games this week. This is another red bulldog. I guess Mississippi State's maroon bulldog, here. But...
You can
I think that
put that up there.
It's a trap game for Fayetteville. Do I pick the Bulldogs? Do I pick them?
I'm picking the Bulldogs.
I have to pick Fayetteville.
100% sure the Bulldogs are going to win the battle of the
That's
Bulldogs
why I picked
tonight.
Them. All right.
Bulldogs?
I picked the Bulldogs.
Which Bulldogs?
Yeah, we're going to go with the Purple Dogs to win.
Yeah, let's go Fayetteville Purple Dogs.
I heard Ethan was going to bring that helmet, so I had to bring the Fayetteville helmet over here.
All right,
we're going with my favorite pick, Arkansas Mississippi State.
All right, hold on. We'll let you pick last, Lee Corso. Arkansas and Mississippi State, the Razorbacks are a 6.5-point favorite in Starkville. Ethan, what do you got?
I think this is the game that Arkansas's offense looks really good again. Again, as in for the first time since a while back. I think that Andrew Armstrong's going to have a huge game. I think Braylon Russell will have some success. I like Arkansas to win by about 10 points.
The thing that I come back to is the fact that we're still waiting on Mississippi State to show it can win a close game. And close game for them has been 10 points, games where it's been close because maybe they've got a late score to make it a little bit closer than it was. We have seen Arkansas win those games. And so even with the personnel problems that I think Arkansas's got this weekend, I think Arkansas, I think you'd be crazy to pick a team on a six-game losing streak, even if they're at home, even if they have the illegal cowbells. I think Arkansas, they're my pick to win. Would I be surprised if Arkansas lost? No. But I think Arkansas is the pick here. All right, Jack. Do you want to
Hold on.
Do you want to do the headgear?
Not right now.
Okay.
Mine is the Razorbacks. And here we go. It's Arkansas. I just think Andrew Armstrong can get a lot.
You think Andrew Armstrong's going to have a big day against the Mississippi State secondary? This kid watches way too much College Game Day, by the way. Watch this. Here we go. All right. There you go. Jack's pick is in.
You aren't going to be able to hear.
You think you're going to get those headsets on over the Razor back there?
Nope. Let's go Razorbacks.
We need to have Jack in here every Friday.
Hey, can it be school business? Can he get some school credits for this?
I don't think so.
Dad.
What?
Can I do any more than this?
No, I think this is it. Your bit is over. Jack's got Arkansas beating Mississippi State this weekend. We hope you'll come to our website, wholehogsports.com. Blake, can we one-shot him as we go out here? Wholehogsports.com throughout the weekend to see the Razorbacks, our coverage from Starkville. Christina Long will be down there. Also, we'll have coverage from Arkansas and Kansas over at Bud Walton Arena tonight. Pretty much everything you want to read about the Razorbacks on our website at wholehogsports.com. We'll have another podcast on Monday. We appreciate you being here and putting up with our shenanigans. We'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody.